USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The suspect in Friday night's shooting that left two Orlando police officers hospitalized is dead. 28-year-old Dalton Veal was killed during a shootout with SWAT officers at a hotel in the city's tourist district just hours after the officers were shot during a traffic stop in downtown Orlando. Both are expected to recover. Millions across the country are under severe threat of weather today. The latest from Scott Carr.
Waves of heavy thunderstorms are forecast to blow across the Central Plains and the Ohio Valley. On Saturday, 8 tornadoes touched down across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. And forecasters warn today several states could see an even higher risk of tornadoes as the storm system moves farther east. They say severe thunderstorms are possible in St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville.
A federal judge is giving former President Donald Trump until tomorrow to answer to special counsel Jack Smith request for a protective order.
Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contends that Trump's public comments could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The Trump campaign has labeled it political speech. Trump has until 5 p.m. Eastern Monday to respond. I'm John Schaefer.
Rudy Giuliani has until Tuesday to either forfeit a lawsuit against him or explain to a judge why he shouldn't. The judge issued the order related to statements Giuliani made about two Georgia election workers that he recently admitted in court were false and defamatory. The workers filed a lawsuit against Giuliani, who is presumed to be an unnamed co-conspirator in the Justice Department's indictment of former President Trump for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden heads out west this week to visit the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. He'll also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House says Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act before his western swing wraps up on Thursday. Russia has bombed a blood transfusion center in northeastern Ukraine, killing and injuring a number of people. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the attack a war crime, but didn't give any details on how many people were killed or injured. Oppenheimer is expected to pass the $550 million mark at the box office worldwide come the end of the weekend. Over a third of Americans don't believe they'll ever make enough money to retire.
That's according to a recent study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. They found that roughly 36% of working Americans have little or no confidence in their financial security if they retired. Last year, only 27% of respondents said the same. Recent census data also shows more than 40% of Americans aged 55 to 64 have no retirement savings. I'm Jim Forbes.
Here's one way to stockpile some cash for retirement. Laura Winters reports a record lottery jackpot is up for grabs this week.
Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. Tickets are $2 each.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it, and more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You